Amen. Praise the Lord for the special music this morning, and what a blessing it already has been just being in this place today. I trust that you feel the very same way. We pray all week long that God would make this a place of refuge, and what makes it a place of refuge is God's presence in this place, and we want you to experience that. If you have your Bibles this morning, if you look with me to the book of Proverbs in chapter 31, probably the greatest passage of Scripture in all the Bible concerning a mother, a wife, a virtuous woman. While you're turning there, I can't help but to read a couple things that I like to every Mother's Day. So let me just read this one to you. First of all, about the little girl. Little girl asked her mom where those two gray hairs come from that was in her hair. On her head, and mom said, "When you disobey, that's what happens." Little girl thought and said, "Is that why grandma's hair is all gray?" Yeah, you gotta think about it. Those children know more than what you think. And then this other one I love, I think I read it every Mother's Day because I like this one so well. It's how to be a mean mother. Now, just listen to this, how to be a mean mother. A mean mother never allows candy or sweets to take the place of a well-balanced meal. A mean mother insists on knowing where her children are all at all times, who their friends are, and what they do. A mean mother breaks the child labor law by making her children work, washing dishes, making beds, learning to cook, and doing other cruel and unpleasant chores. A mean mother makes life miserable for her offspring by insisting that they always tell the truth. A mean mother produces teenagers who are wiser and more sensible. A mean mother can smile with secret delight and pride when she hears her own grandchildren call their parents mean. What the world needs now are more mean mothers and fathers, based on that definition of mean mothers and fathers. Praise the Lord for that. All right, if you'll stand with me, we're going to read Proverbs chapter 31, verse 10 down to verse 31. I believe this is where God would have us to be today. I think the message might be a little different than something you've heard in the past, possibly, but it's all from the Word of God, and this is a great passage of Scripture for this Mother's Day. So Proverbs chapter 31, verse 10, who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant ships, she bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. She considereth a field and buyeth it with the fruit of her hands. She planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor, and yea, she reaches forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry, and her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. And let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, as we bow before you this morning, we again thank you, God, for loving us, and thank you for opportunities that you make available to us to draw closer to you. Thank you for this Sunday being the Lord's Day, the church that you've established. Thank you for your presence in this place. And I just pray for each and every one that's here, God, that you would speak to them as they have need to be spoken to. I pray, God, that they would be receptive to whatever that might be. And once they have received it, I pray that they would be willing and ready to respond. I ask that you would use me once again as an instrument in your hand to bring forth your message to your people from your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And you may be seated. A virtuous woman, morally excellent, upright, dutiful. That's what it's talking about there when it's talking about a virtuous woman, morally excellent, upright, and dutiful. As we read this in Proverbs chapter 31, we find that God speaks of a virtuous woman because that's what he says. Who can find a virtuous woman, for her price is far above rubies? God speaks of a virtuous woman in these verses that we've just read. But in speaking of a virtuous woman, he also reveals how important a woman's testimony and influence are in society. If you would go back over what we just read and understand, he's talking about a woman's testimony and her influence and what she is capable of doing. You just sit back and say, wow. Wow. In the Bible is God's love letter to mankind. And so from the Word of God and speaking to humanity, and that's what the Bible is intended to do, is speak to humanity as to who God is and what God expects from humanity. And speaking to humanity, God records in verse 10 that her price is far above rubies. Her worth. That's what it's talking about. The worth of a virtuous woman, God Almighty says, is far above rubies or the wealth of this world. Far above diamonds, far above gold, far above any monetary thing that you could put value on in this life. A virtuous woman, this is what God is saying about her. God is telling us that her worth, her price is far above these things. I want to preach to you this morning concerning a virtuous woman, 2 points, her worth to others, and her worth to herself, as given to us in this passage of Scripture. Her worth to others. Did you notice what it said there in verse 10? Who can find? Who can find a virtuous woman? That means when you find her, whoever you are, her worth to you, however she is going to impact your life, her worth to you is greater than any monetary thing that you could receive from this world. That's the wisdom of Almighty God. That is what God is revealing to us about the potential of a woman in this world, in this life. Her worth to her husband. Her worth to a virtuous wife, her worth to her husband. In verse 11, the Bible says, the heart of her husband, it's addressing how she will affect as a wife, a virtuous wife, how she will have an impact on her husband. The heart of her husband, the heart of him, does safely trust in her so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. As long as she is alive and as long as she is there beside her husband, she will do him good all the days of her life. Wow. How many men would have given everything that they owned in this life to have had a virtuous wife? Verse 23, it says, her husband, again, the Bible says much about her husband here. Her husband is known in the gates, and when he sitteth among the elders of the land, she exalts his testimony. She builds him up. In verse 28, the Bible says, her children rise up and call her blessed, but her husband also, and he lives to just praise her. Her worth to her husband, a virtuous wife, she will give him the best chance to be all that God wants him to be. Now, a virtuous woman cannot dictate what her husband does. A virtuous woman cannot guarantee that her husband is going to be the husband that he ought to be, the man that he ought to be, the father that he ought to be. She can't guarantee that, but I can give you this as a guarantee. She'll give him the best possible chance to be all that he can be as a virtuous man in every area of his life, in every responsibility of his life. Proverbs, look back with me, chapter 12. Let me just read it to you. Proverbs 12, 4 says this. A virtuous woman is a crown to her husband. A virtuous woman makes her husband a king. It's often been said, wives, if you want to be a queen, make your husband a king. If you're married to a king, that makes you a queen. Amen. But that verse doesn't stop there. A virtuous woman is a crown to her husband, but she that maketh ashamed is as rottenness in his bones. A non-virtuous woman can destroy a man, can make even a good man rotten. That's what the Bible says. Don't go away here. That's what the preacher said. No, I'm just reading the Bible. And there's no one who knows humanity like God. So she will give him the best chance to be all that God wants him to be or not. If she's a virtuous woman, then you are going to give that husband of yours the best chance. If you're not, he doesn't have a chance. Can I tell you this morning, I thank God for my wife. 30 years in the ministry, 35 years in the ministry, 30 years as a pastor's wife. And there's no way I would be standing where I'm standing today if it was not for a virtuous wife. If you know my wife's history and her upbringing, she was not raised in a godly home. She did not have a godly upbringing. She was raised by a single parent that moved them from apartment to apartment often. You say, well, she wouldn't have had a chance. Children like that, that don't have a godly upbringing, that do not have that godly influence in their lives, they can't turn out right. They cannot be a virtuous lady. Can I tell you that is not true? Amen. Even though she did not have a godly home and a godly upbringing, the one thing that she did, she made the right choices when she had the opportunities to make them. There was a bus worker come knocking on her door. She chose to have a desire to ride a bus to church. She heard the gospel for the first time possibly in her life. And as a child, she heard the gospel and she made the choice of believing and receiving Jesus Christ as her personal Lord and Savior. She still was moving from house to house, from apartment to apartment, and did not have that godly influence at home. But she found a refuge in a church. She found the word of God being preached in the church, and she made a choice to believe it and to put it into action into her own life. You need to make the right choices as you have opportunity to make them. Any woman can be a virtuous woman. Any man can be a virtuous man. I'm here today, standing before you as a pastor of this church for 30 years because I'm blessed to have had a virtuous wife. Gave me the best chance. Gave me the best chance to turn out right, to be all that God would have me to be. Her worth to others, her worth to her children. Look at verse 15. She riseth also while it is yet night and giveth meat. Look right, I want you to underline these two words. To her household. And a portion to her maidens. Verse 21. She is not afraid of the snow for her household. For all her household are clothed with scarlet. She made sure. She got up early. She worked hard for her household. Verse 26. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed. Her worth to her children. Wow. How it will impact future generations. As I think of my parents, I feared my dad. If I could have one thought, one powerful thought that I can remember of my upbringing, and I think of my dad, I think of reverence, fear. Disciplined. I would say my father would give me much, but the main thing that I remember of him was just a big, strong man that I looked to as my father, and this idea of wanting to please him, reverencing him, honoring him. That's my thoughts of my father. And I think of my mother. 13 children. I was the youngest of 7 boys, 6 sisters. Mom never had an outside job. My mother never drove a car, never did get her license. Her whole life was her household. Daily I witnessed my mother as she cared for me. Daily I witnessed my mother as she would do my laundry. I witnessed my mother as she would prepare the food before me. I witnessed my mother take care of me when I was sick. Put a bandage on a cut or a scrape or comfort me. Let me know it'll be better when it stops hurting. What wisdom. And even my teenage years when I was rebelling somewhat, I remember coming in and thinking my mother was asleep, and she would say to me as I was going upstairs, "Danny, I'm praying for you." I used to think, oh no, I don't want you to pray for me. I don't want to be convicted of what I'm doing. But if I had one thought of my mom, it would be love. I love my mother. Mom influenced me to love. She never told me, Dan, go out there and love. She didn't do that. But boy, she was such the example of love. She was the influence of love in my life. My dad, my main thing was fear, honor, respect. But it was my mother's influence on me as a child that taught me to love. Virtuous woman. I'm so thankful that I had a virtuous mother. Yeah. Society. Her worth to others. Her husband, her children. Look what the Bible says about her society. Verse 13. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant ships. She bringeth her food from afar. Not that she was out of touch with her generation, out of touch with society. She realized. She understands what is going on in the world. Verse 18, she perceiveth that her merchandise is good. She knows that by being a virtuous woman that she is going to be used by the Lord, and she understands her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor. Yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. A virtuous woman not thinking about herself, but focus on being a help to her world, being a help to society, being a help to those in need. Yes, she's aware of having an impact on society, but she understands what's most important. Verse 30, favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord. Amen. She wants to have a godly testimony in society. She understands what's most important. She understands that God is what is most important in her life. Because without God, she can't be a virtuous woman. Without God, she can't be all that she can be to make in her, giving her husband the best opportunity to do right. Without God, she cannot be able to raise her children, to be able to be an influence on them, to be able to be all that they can be with their life. Without God, she will not have the testimony in society that this society so desperately needs. The society today need to see godly, virtuous women today. She understands. God and church. Today it would be church. Because it's what Jesus Christ established for this New Testament church age. It's what Jesus Christ has established to make an impact on society. Her impact on society, far above rubies. Because it'll understand it's God, family, and church is what's most important. It's been said, raise up a generation of godly mothers and we can change the world. But sad to say, the same is true about the opposite. Lose a generation of godly mothers and we'll change the world as well. I think over the last generation, what we're doing is losing instead of gaining a generation of virtuous women. God says her price is far above, not just a little bit better, It's far above rubies. Her worth to others. And then lastly, her worth to herself. You go to bed with yourself every night. You wake up with yourself every morning. And you live with yourself every day. Amen. Her worth to herself. Verse 25. Strength and honor are her clothing. That means what she wants for her life. It's what she wants to live for every day. Strength and honor are her clothing. And she shall rejoice in time to come. That's a promise from God. Whether your husband turns out right or not, whether your children turn out right or not, whether society takes advantage of your example and your testimony or not, you can know eventually you'll rejoice in time to come for being that virtuous woman. Not the opposite that reveals in verse 30. When he says, God writes, favor is deceitful and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. So it's given to a virtuous woman that feareth God and realizing that she shall be praised, and then it gives you the opposite of that which is not a virtuous woman. But a woman that is focused on favor. Favor of the world. The state of being approved. Now, I don't know. Look at your life. You live with you. Who are you trying to impress the most? Who are you looking for approval from? Are you looking for the approval of your husband? Are you looking for the approval of your children? Are you looking for the approval of your boss? Are you looking for the approval of your coworkers? Are you looking for the approval of society? Favor of the world is deceitful. God says it. Not looking for your strength and honor, not looking to be clothed with what God would have you to be clothed with, but you're more focused on that which the world is offering. Favor, God says, is deceitful. Why is it deceitful? Because at best, it's only temporary. And at the most, it's not what it's built up to be. In your old age, when you're in the nursing home, is it the world that's going to come and visit you? When you're down and out, is it the world that's going to come to try to encourage and comfort you? Deceitful. It's what God has brought into your life. It's what's most important. Amen. God. Family, church. Not only the opposite of a virtuous woman is a woman that favors looking for the favor of the world, the other is the physical beauty. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain. Her worth to herself, if you're focused on the favor of the world, you're not going to value yourself very highly. If you're focused on the physical beauties of this life, you're not going to evaluate yourself very highly as well, because the Bible says it's vain. It too is temporary. Physical beauty. Because no matter who you are, physical beauty will be overcome by death or the dying process. Amen. We're aging every day, amen? I mean, you can't keep your beauty forever. It's overcome by the dying process. So many tried to hold it off as long as possible. And I'm not against that, amen? I mean, look the best you can, but don't base your life upon your beauty. Don't base your happiness and your contentment upon physical beauty. I think we ought to work as hard as we can to keep our bodies as healthy as we can. Praise the Lord for these groups right now that's going on in the church that are encouraging one another to diet and to exercise. And because that's going to give you a clearer mind. That's going to help you to feel better about you. It's going to help you to be stronger and have more energy to do what? To serve the Lord. But it's not all about just wanting to maintain beauty. Because that's empty. That, if that's all it is, it's empty. When a woman is consumed by the favor of this world, or she's consumed by the beauty of this life, she will not rejoice in time to come. It's not lasting. But what is? Strength and honor. That's her clothing. The virtuous woman, the Bible says, strength and honor are her clothing. And God says, she shall rejoice in time to come. Mothers, commit yourself to God. His word, His will for your life. And if you'll do that, it'll benefit others, and it will benefit you, based upon the words of a God who cannot lie. What will you do with your life? If I could have every head bowed, every eye closed.